Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Tonight we'll be chatting with Nashville-based artist Mel Denise. Her newest release was out on February 24th this year. I'm looking forward to asking her all about it.
Too, and to see what else she has planned for 2026.
I'm wondering if there's an album on the way.
Me too. Here's a little bit more about Mel. Nashville-based artist and producer Mel Denise has always leaned into duality. Whether she's blending left-field pop with jagged alt-rock or threading delicate vocals through dissonant, distorted production, Denise is drawn to the clash with her newest genre-defiant single, Aiming Alone. She shares, "Aiming Alone details wanting to be understood with urgency while still feeling sealed off behind glass. On the other side, the world watches and speculates, close enough to see you, never close enough to meet you. That distance becomes the point. The two realities can't be reconciled." The outro carries that into finality, an acceptance of the lone road and the resolve of aiming alone.
Previous releases earned spins on BBC Radio 1's Alternative Show, placement on Spotify's All New Rock, and praise from tastemakers at Lady Gun, who applauded her singular approach to alt-rock and pop, setting her apart in a saturated landscape, calling it refreshing, essential listening for those craving authenticity in the age of imitation. Meanwhile, Ear Milk described Denise's vocal performance as striking and inviting, as if dispatched from another dimension in the best possible way, creating a cinematic noir-drenched world that blurs alt-rock grit with atmospheric storytelling.
Hey musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
Welcome to Sisters in Song. Can you take a minute to introduce yourself and tell us where you're coming to us from?
Yeah, I'm Mel Denise, and I'm coming from Nashville, Tennessee.
Excellent. Now, is Nashville your original home, or are you a transplant?
I moved here back in 2009, and then I was a bit back and forth between here and California, and then I came back right before COVID. So I'm officially back.
Well, and yeah, I would say 2009, that's a long time. You're officially a Tennessean.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you get started in all of this? I know before you were doing producing and things like that. How did you make the change to decide to become songwriter, musician?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess since I was young, I started getting into music and writing was kind of at the forefront of everything that I loved. So, and I was trying everything. I was trying like script writing and poetry and just whatever writing I could do. And then music somehow kind of flowed out of that. And yeah, I just started learning the guitar and kind of self-teaching myself through my younger years and growing up. I didn't really have a musical family or anything. So it was just me in the house, like lone wolf figuring this out. But obviously it was like an outlet to me, and so it just stayed with me through my life. And then I started getting into producing back in, I want to say 2018 was when I really like dove into it, just because I was getting really frustrated not being able to convey what I wanted to do in a song and understand what a producer was doing and not be able to have a hand in it in any way. So
very cool. So do you still do producing, or are you strictly focused on your music career?
I'm doing both. So I'm writing and producing, and I also have a co-producer who's also writing and producing with me. So we're kind of just like in this melting pot of working on songs.
And you're producing your own things now, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're kind of doing 80% of it. Like we're getting sort of a foundation of the song, doing as much as we can. And then, for like the first three singles that I just put out, we worked with another producer, Micah Talks, and just to kind of like finesse everything. And, obviously we want to work with people that we really love and love what they do, and just try to, give the song as much as we can. So knowing our limitations, where somebody else's,
Sure.
expertise continues. So yeah.
Makes sense. Absolutely. So when you write a song, how do you see it from start to finish? Do you start with lyrics or do you start with melody or how does that work for you?
Yeah, I'm such a melody person. I need like a really good chord progression, and then I'm instantly seeing things. I'm seeing the words. Like, I'm a very mentally visual person, so it's like rare that I'll start with lyrics and then I'm like, let me try to fit these words into a, it like it doesn't work for me, so
That's fascinating to me, especially because you started as a writer,
I know, and that's
and the melody
the
takes over. Yeah,
irony.
that's cool. I wish we were there. We're just
Yeah.
we're strictly lyrics at this point and
Okay.
kind of self-teaching guitar and that too. So that gives me hope.
Me too.
Yeah.
Guitar is so hard, but it's trying our best. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no rules to it in to a degree. It's like I was not taught musical theory or anything. So, especially even with the guitar, I was just like trying to find things that sounded cool together and trying to find interesting, weird, unique combinations of things where I'm like, I don't know if this is correct, but like, I don't think I've heard it before, so it's really cool, and I want to like try to figure it out. And yeah.
But it's not incorrect, so
That's
that's
right.
right. So that's
Yeah.
what makes it cool. I have a really dumb question. Do you use a pick or do you do finger picking?
I'm usually just like my hands. Yeah.
Okay.
But then like it's weird. But then when I pick up an electric guitar, I seem to always want to pick. So I don't know. Yeah, it depends. But on an acoustic, I'm just my hand.
I've always started with a pick, and I feel like I don't know if I need to put it down sometimes and focus more on with just my hand. I'm almost just curious for this, about
Yeah.
that.
Makes it feel harder for me for some reason. Like you feel
So
more disconnected from the guitar. Like I want to be able to feel it, and so I don't know if that makes it easier, but yeah.
easier for you. I mean, that makes sense to me because yeah,
Yeah.
I do see what you're saying about being kind of disconnected with your pick.
And it's sometimes you struggle with how to hold it and or it gets
Yeah.
loose when you don't want it to. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot more to
Well,
like worry about.
exactly.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Going back to writing, I'm going to segue back to writing. So, do you feel like you write more from personal experience or from observation or imagination?
I think subconsciously, like personal things will like come through, but I love thinking about, I don't know, fantasy, imaginary kind of like stories that will pop up in my head. And it's, yeah, I don't know if you guys grew up like, in the car with your parents looking out the window and you're like picturing yourself in a music video and a really sad song's playing and you just see this whole like, kind of thing playing out. Like I grew up just in that constantly. I could live in my head and make up things all day long. So that's kind of like, I think the area that I kind of like to stay in with songwriting, because it just feels really vibrant and there's a lot to pull from. And yeah, so I think that's sort of what happens.
So, would you ever experience like creative or writer's block, and how do you get out of that?
That's a good question. I try to like do something like switch tasks or like do something different. I'm like an avid fantasy book reader, so there's no shortage of inspiration that I can kind of turn to and pick up something with my hands and maybe disconnect from music and go to something else, and then somehow that'll unlock something for me the next time I try to go back to a song, or and then something comes up, and then I'm like, okay, cool.
That's a
But
great idea.
it is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that is a great
A lot of
idea.
people say get away from it, but yeah,
Yeah.
picking up something else creative, just, I mean, art or reading or.
Yeah. Well, reading can inform so many things too. And like you said, if you're, using your imagination, then that kind of feeds together. So very cool. Thinking about performing, do you remember the very first time you performed and what was that like?
Well, first of all, awful. I don't know the first time, but I want to say like the first time that it was me intentionally going out with a guitar and like actually performing a song I wrote. It was just at an open mic night, so nothing like serious. But to this day, I don't know how I had the guts to do it, because to the right now, I couldn't do that. And maybe it's just because I was a lot younger and like we don't think about things. We're just never do it. And then so I was doing a ton of mic nights though, in South Florida. That's where I grew up, and I was just trying to figure out what to do with my music. So and then maybe doing some guest vocals with like a local band here and there, but yeah.
Tell us about your newest single, The Aiming Alone. I love the etherealness of it. Tell us how that kind of came to be.
Thank you. Do you mean just like the writing process or
Yeah. Or the whole story of it. Yeah.
sure. I mean, that one was funny because it kind of came together in a voice memo, like right off the bat. Like the gibberish vocals and then the melody was pretty much there. So I kind of like built the rest of it out, and that song kind of was interesting. Like I, was picturing sort of like this glass wall, and you're on one side and kind of the world is on the other side, and sort of that picture of like you feel like everyone can see you, but do they really actually understand you? And then there's sort of like a cathartic release at the end of like sometimes it's okay to like go at it alone, and you don't necessarily need all the noise around you or like the people, in some sense. But yeah, it's exploring a lot of just different perspectives that people have, and the way that like you feel seen in the midst of that.
It's a beautiful song. I was listening to it. I've been listening to it the last couple of days, just getting ready for this, and I just find myself finding different things in it. So thanks for sharing it.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code Sisters in Song Podcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
What's coming up next?
That's what I
Drug
was going to
bar. Oh,
ask. Yep.
sorry, I didn't
That's good.
on your phone.
Well, this month's really exciting. We are finishing the album. So I thought it was going to be an EP, and we kind of just in the last few weeks we're like, wait, actually we have enough and some things changed, and we're like, let's just make this a full album. So I'm super excited. We're just doing a chunk of songs this month, and then hopefully by the summertime or somewhere around there, it'll all be released. So that's the plan.
Does it have a title? Can we ask? if it has a title
I
yet.
don't think it has a title yet.
Well, that'll
No.
be coming down the road, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then will that lead to touring?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, because we definitely, my co-producer and I, like, we've been talking about what shows could look like and, what even the first one would look like, because I assume it would be some kind of a, like, an album release thing here in Nashville or something like that. So, yeah, talking about what that'll look like. And then I don't know what a tour would be like, but definitely would love to make that happen as well.
That would be amazing. And we would come and see you. Yes.
That'd
If
be
you come to Oregon, we would love it. Yeah. Think about coming to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell everyone that.
We do. We do.
Do you have any, would you say you have any influences on your music or on your writing?
A lot of different ones. It's funny, like my co-producer and I, like, we love bands like Blonde Redhead, Blue Foundation. I love a lot of Deftones and Failure, a lot of like early or like late 90s, early 2000s kind of alternative. And so there's just this hodgepodge of inspiration that we both have. And so there's a lot of like genre bending qualities, I feel like, throughout the songs, because there's like pieces from here and pieces from there kind of mixing into it. So that's really cool. And then sort of finding our own sound in the midst of that. But I think there's a lot of nostalgia through the songs because we grew up in that era and like just love that music. So
These are good eclectic,
yes,
eclectic influences. Should we do our rapid fire?
yes,
All
do
right,
it.
we're going to ask you rapid fire questions. Don't think too hard.
They're very
They're
easy.
pretty easy. Okay, I'll start. Coffee or tea?
Oh, matcha.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
CD.
All right. First album you ever bought?
Oh. I don't know if I know that. That's
Any album you remember
or yeah,
buying?
anything that really stands out?
Or the days of streaming, you know?
I honestly do not remember.
Yeah.
I not tell you. Yeah, but I remember like being in FYE and just
Oh
always
yeah. Yes.
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Not a lot, but yeah.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song? And if you do, yes, what is it?
No.
No
I think
karaoke.
karaoke is weird for vocalists because you're
It
expected
kind
to be silly, and so I don't know, it's like then you have to fake sing.
is. Yeah,
Like actually sing, so I feel disqualified.
that's really
True.
a
That's a
good
good point.
point because yeah, you could probably strain yourself trying to, you know, you don't have the warm up and all of that stuff. So yeah, totally get it.
Do you like to write songs in the morning or in the evening?
I want to say night because it's cooler, but probably morning because my energy is higher.
Do you write your lyrics typically on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
Phone notes.
Do you have a pre-show or pre, I guess, recording, we'll say, pump up song, anything you listen to get excited to do your work?
Ooh, not before recording, but before a show, I'd probably blast some Deftones or something to get myself.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, dogs, cats, fish, or bird?
Dogs.
Us too.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe your sound in three words.
Oh. Experimental, moody, and mysterious.
Love it. That's a,
Me
I think
too.
that's a perfect
Me too.
fit. Okay, what advice would you give to new musicians and or songwriters?
I mean, I'm pretty new too, but I would say, the biggest thing I've learned is just write as much as you can. Try to write every single day, no matter what. If you like it or you don't like it, just write as much as you can. Because I pigeonholed myself a lot in the past with like what I thought I wanted and the sound I wanted, and now collaborating with other people, it really helps you learn more about yourself than you ever could have, and just expands, what you can do as an artist. So it's very good practice.
Great advice. Okay, we'd love to have you share a song. Can you tell us what song you're going to share and a little bit about it?
Sure. I guess I'll share Going Nowhere. That was a single right before Aiming Alone. And yeah, I love it. It reminds me of like a Smashing Pumpkins kind of vibe. Yeah, I don't know. To me, it feels nostalgic and classic, and it's got some sadness, but also kind of makes you feel cozy in a way. And yeah, just like a nod to early 2000s alternative vibe. So I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing it. Now it is time for your shameless plug. Tell us where we can find your music, where we, if you have a website, Bandcamp, Patreon, any of your social media, all of that stuff. Where can we find you?
I think I'm on everything. It's just Mel Denise across the board. So, Instagram, Twitter, or X, Facebook, Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music. Pretty much everything. So yeah, it's just Mel Denise. And I also have a Twitch as well. I haven't streamed in a bit, but that's there. So there may be some things in the future that we'll do there. So
Very cool.
yay.
Thank you so much, Mel, for joining us tonight.
Yes.
It's been such a pleasure to meet you and hear about what's coming for next for you. We are super stoked for you.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I am so glad we got to chat, and thanks for having me.
I'm really excited for Mel's new album that's coming out.
Me too. I'm going to be counting the days until it comes out and counting the singles as they're released. It's going to be fun to see how that all rolls out.
I think it's super neat that she was talking about like the 90s and 2000s. And when she said FYE, I'm like, oh,
yes,
yeah.
That was us. That
totally remember that.
Blockbuster music.
Yeah,
we were. So many days. No, it's
blast from the past.
Yeah. I think it's going to be exciting to see what happens next for her. So Mel, thank you so much for being on the show, and we hope to see you down the road. Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast, and follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.